You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. Today, we've got a question from Elaine.
Hi, Annette and Sarah. This is Elaine. We are getting ready to build our first short-term rental. We have one short-term rental as of now. We opened it 2 years ago. We renovated it, but this is a new build. And it's on the backside of our 5 acres. My question is, I want to make sure that guests are aware that there may be some construction going on. It's, like I said, on the backside of the 5 acres. But do you have any ideas or suggestions on wording on messages to send to people that are planning to book or in my listing? And I just want to make sure that people are aware of it and not surprised when they come and there's some construction going on. For the most part, it will just be on weekends. For the most part, on weekends is the only time we have guests and we won't be working back there for the most part. But I just want to make sure. I don't want any surprises. I want them to be aware of what's going on. I will also probably be sending another message on wording as far as how to list that there is multiple dwellings like short-term rentals on this one piece of property, but that's in a future question. So thank you so much for all you do.
Elaine, you're welcome.
Congrats on the new build. That's exciting.
That is exciting. I have become an expert in communicating with guests about construction.
Right. Sarah is. And Elaine, not only congrats on the new property, but one thing that I think you should be excited about, because we get a lot of calls for people that live in like condo associations and they don't have any control over any of the construction. So with a lot of the advice Sarah's going to give you, I think also you're in a power position there that you actually know the construction that's going. Not that the construction crews aren't going to throw you some curveballs, but I like that you are in a position where you're going to know exactly what's going on, because sometimes if it's working with another host or upgrades to a community or a building, and a lot of times hosts are completely in the dark and they can't even prepare their guests. So kudos to you for being able to prep your guests.
What I learned is you cannot communicate enough, Elaine. There might be a few guests here and there who maybe feel like you communicate too much, but I think it's better to err on the side of making sure they truly understand if and how and when their stay will be impacted, even if there's a slight chance it will be impacted. And so what I mean by that, Elaine, is I don't know if you are just leveraging Airbnb, if you get most of your bookings from direct, but regardless, I was working in a building with 12 units. I still manage this building, but 12 units, and we were renovating 6. So 6 were active, 6 were under construction. And at first, I was just telling the guest prior to arrival, you know, like when the listing. So I would have it not even at the very top line. It was like when you go on Airbnb or on your listing, you have that first block of text. I had it at the bottom, that first block of text. I would first talk about all the awesome stuff about that spot. And at the end, I would say from this date to this date, like let's say September 2023 until June 2024, you can expect to hear construction Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, the potential for a weekend, whatever you want to say. Okay. But then I was realizing then people would ask me questions or they wouldn't realize there was construction. So then I moved it. Here's where I eventually moved it to. I had it in the house rules for those dates because it was a block of time. I moved it up on our listing, both on a direct site and on all OTA. So it was the very first thing you saw. I had some asterisks just because I want to make sure guests understood. And then when they booked and they got that booking confirmation message, I had it also in parentheses as a reminder, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, when I re-engaged with them prior to arrival, I reminded them, as a reminder, we notified you prior to booking and right when you booked and construction is indeed still going on. Here's how it might impact your stay. But the best piece of advice I can give you, Elaine, is because you don't have six different people coming at different times like I did, it was a little bit of a mess at times, but you could call your guests. Mm-hmm. Right after they book, pick up the phone, engage with them. Annette had a good point too. Like maybe you want to invite them to come back to experience your other property in the future. Calling them, and that is the best way to make sure they understand. If you're using a property management software to get them to sign off on an agreement to stay with you, you could add a little box there that they understand that your pricing is reflecting of construction on site, or even if it's not, that they understand there's going to be construction on property. And you can also have those sorts of boxes to check, Elaine, when you want to let people know that there's more than one dwelling on your mm-hmm. lot too. I know you mentioned that being a question you had and having that in your house rules. So this goes with anything, hitting your guests in more than one way to let them know about different things like this, I've learned is the best way to go. Because what did you say, Annette? You were like, when they're booking, they're just like looking for like location.
This is what I said. Those type of details don't come forth until they're right in front of you. Yes. Like when you check in, that's my personality. I wouldn't pay attention to any of those details. And Elaine, I think also we were talking about this question before we turned the mics on, but also your pricing could reflect construction taking place too. Again, we don't know what kind of pricing structure, what kind of property you have, but if it is going to impact their stay in any way, shape, or form, pay attention to that. But I think you might want to be prepared a little bit during this time for maybe an extra welcome gift, or maybe you have your favorite coffee shop just in case there is something noisy going on. My biggest thing is just wondering if you have during the week stays and people are trying to work. That's probably where I can see a big issue if there's noise and people are trying to take calls.
Also, and this is just advice for anyone, maybe not just Elaine, but at your property, having earplugs, having white noise machines, being very vigilant, going inside your property and seeing, could your guests see any of the construction workers from inside? So you can let your construction workers, hey, this is around this way to access the construction site. So how can you help your guests from inside the space? Maybe you leave them a little note in there as a reminder, XYZ, here's earplugs, here's a white noise machine to help offset.
Here's a flip side question. How should she communicate, or should you communicate with the construction crew that you have a short-term rental?
I think so. It shouldn't be a secret. And I don't know if you're thinking like security measures, but of course, like hopefully this, you have a construction company's COI, so their certificate of insurance, and they're a legit company. And hopefully you also have someone overseeing the project, i.e. you or someone in your life. But I think they need to understand that they are on an active business site. And you have guests there that we're looking out for and reaching out for, and make sure that you have appropriate security cameras as well, and that you're doing your due diligence with who you're bringing on your property, especially if you have guests staying there as well. So I think everyone needs to know. I wouldn't keep any of those things a secret, in my opinion.
Just tell them to get it done fast, Elaine. Tell the crew to get it done fast. No, but congrats, Elaine. Great question. But again, I think if you can pick up the phone, that's going to go a long, long way.
If you would like to submit a question to the hosting hotline, all you have to do is go to www.hostinghotline.com, and there'll be a button there that you'll press. You'll record your message, and then we will play your question on the air and answer it just like we do each and every Tuesday, so we can help you with any of the hosting challenges you might be facing. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.